In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We've got another wonderful show. Some of you might not know what the show is about this episode because my guest, who I was going to have today, could not make it. And I was trying to find a filling guest, couldn't get one. So it's just me and you again. So I know I haven't been doing the me only shows that often recently. So you're getting double twice this month. But I've got a lot of great guests coming up. So I thought, okay, I can do two in 1 month. It's okay. All right. So, And what I decided to do actually is design my show around the blog post that I have, which we'll get into right now from a couple of years ago. And this blog post is entitled, Being in Nature is the Surest Way to Release Our Stress. Life for most of us is hectic and fast-paced. We rush from one meeting to the next. There are errands to run and bills to pay. Sometimes it can feel all a bit much. We can get overwhelmed and frustrated. The stress builds and builds until we collapse or take a break. And when we return again to normal lives and we get stressed once more, it is a vicious cycle, one that is not easy to break. Yet in order to de-stress, there is one thing that helps more than anything else. It is not just about taking a break or grabbing a drink. For when we change our environment and spend time in nature, something magical happens. We can feel the breeze on our backs as we go for a walk in the woods. The green of the forest or the browns and reds of the desert fill up our eyes. Our ears are filled with the sounds of birds chirping and singing. Going to nature is a full-bodied experience. It engages all of our senses, from the beautiful views to the smells and sounds of the planet. It takes us far away from our daily lives. Not only do we connect to the environment, we also connect to ourselves. That connection brings us joy and a profound sense of awe. From the sunrises and the sunsets, we are whisked away from our daily chores. For connecting to nature is the surest, deepest way to release our stress. It brings us back to the basics of life and reminds us that regardless of what we might be going through, there is still beauty in the world. Nature can be harsh. Yet even in its harshness, there is still healing to be found. Whether we enjoy the ocean or the mountains or the plains of the desert, there is something for everyone. We only have to seek it out. To immerse ourselves in nature only takes a bit of travel, leaving our concrete cities behind us and going to where the population is small. When we leave nature alone, it thrives. But if we take it for granted, we will damage its beauty beyond measure. For the surest way to appreciate nature is to actually be present to it. To seek it out and spend time in it, feeling how different it feels to be in the middle of it. There are so many benefits of connecting to and honoring this planet, the least of which is releasing our stress and rejuvenating our soul. So when was the last time you spent some quality time in nature? So I wrote this blog post a couple of years ago. And I wrote it because, well, of a couple of things. First, after the pandemic, I found that taking a break from the city and getting away from the buildings, the steel and the glass and all that stuff, we really started to feel it a lot more that we needed it. And so we started to try and find different places to go that were close to the city. And then, you know, eventually we even took bigger trips. And it just kind of struck me of like how important it is to connect to nature. And again, this is a city boy talking, right? I'm born and bred in New York City, grew up in the Bronx, lived in and around New York City my whole life. And I love nature. And I love, you know, just the peace and tranquility. And I'm sure some people listening, you live in beautiful places and in cities across and suburbs and rural areas across the country and across the globe. And maybe when you look out your window, you see mountains or the desert or the ocean and you're connected to it all the time. But for many of us who live in these big cities, we have to make a little effort to connect to it. And that's also why I am dedicating this whole show to the idea of connecting to nature, even when you live in a big city. And we'll talk about that in coming up. And so I wrote this blog post as just a reminder, because sometimes we take nature for granted. And you can see it all the time when you walk down the street and you just see garbage littered around, or if you go to some park or state park or local park and there's garbage on the trail. It just really hurts my soul when I see that. There's sometimes, with certain people, a lack of respect for nature. And that leads us to trouble. It always does. And I think sometimes we're just not that conscious of how important nature is. And when we remove ourselves from nature so much, then nature kind of pushes back. Now, look, I know the whole idea of climate change is a very politically charged topic, but to me, it's not about politics at all. It's about science. It's about just opening your eyes and look around and pay attention to all the natural disasters we've been having lately and the amount of damage they've been causing and the amount of plastics in the water and just the pollution in the air. You know, it's New York City. It's almost Memorial Day weekend and we have heat in our apartment. I've never had heat in my apartment this late in May. I mean, I remember, and it's raining and it's cold. I mean, now in the daytime, it's in the 50s, but I think we even touched below 50 last night. It was highly unusual. Now, look, you know, the weather changes all the time. We hit record highs and record lows all the time, and unusual things happen all the time. But if we take it in context, if we look about what's going on in the world in general, you know, we can see a trend. You know, the scientists can measure the temperature of the oceans. It's no mystery. I always get kind of confused about why it's even a debate at all. Look at the evidence. Look at the data. Anyway, so I kind of feel it's so important for us to honor nature. And for the very simple fact, and this is something we often neglect, is that nature serves us, it supports us, it helps us in a very real way in our day-to-day life to just help us to release stress, to have some peace and quiet, to have a different perspective on things. You know, I've seen over the last several years that it feels like, especially in the business world, everything's heating up. It's going faster and faster. Change is happening faster. There's more stuff to deal with, more concerns than ever before. And so to be able to remove ourselves from that environment and put ourselves into a truly natural environment, it is so, so important for our mental health, for our physical health, for our well-being. And just to be able to look at a beautiful forest or mountain or vista, like me and my wife, we just went to the Grand Canyon. Oh my God, what a amazing, impressive, natural wonder. And I'll talk more about the Grand Canyon later. It shifts so much. And there's so many amazing benefits that we get from it. But when we're running back and forth to our jobs, or maybe back and forth to our home offices, and we're on the computer all day long, and then having dinner, and then watching TV at night or whatever we do, and we keep staying disconnected and more disconnected and more disconnected and more disconnected, we suffer when we do that. So because of this realization, my wife and I have been much more mindful about taking time out of the city and going different places. And because of that, over the last few years, we've actually seen more of the local area and seen more of just everything from upstate New York and Connecticut and New Jersey and Long Island and other states. Does it take a little bit of effort? Of course it does. But is it worth it? 100% it's worth it. And especially now, I felt like this was a sort of a timely topic to talk about now, because we are about to go into Memorial Day weekend, which is sort of the unofficial start of summer. And when the weather is nice in the northern hemisphere, and again, we'd be going into winter in the southern hemisphere, and summer all year long in the equator, and winter all year long pretty much at the poles. But in the northern hemisphere, we're going into that time when it's nice to be outside, where we want to be more outdoors. And so I thought sort of talking about connecting to nature again, that it would be helpful to have this conversation today. So listen, no guests today. If you're listening on the live stream, it's just me and you. I would love to get your input. Just put some comments in, no matter where you're watching us right now, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Twitch. Let me know, how do you feel about nature? What kind of environment are you in? How do you use nature to de-stress and support yourself? I'd really like to know, and let's make it a conversation. What challenges do you have around it? Ask me questions that I can help to support you in where you are in your life. Because as much as we think we're separate, we're not. We're all part of nature. And that's really, you know, what this episode this week is all about, the presence of nature, finding peace in unexpected places, even in the middle of a huge city like New York City and Manhattan, you can find nature here. And we'll talk all about that in just a moment. We're going to take a break. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Twitch, and we're on all the podcasting platforms. So wherever you love to listen to your shows, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Today, it's just me and you, so I hope you'll chime in and ask me some questions and let me know how you're doing around things. So our topic this week is all about finding nature in the city, being present to where we find nature in the city. So let's just talk about why should we even bother, which I kind of touched upon in my blog, you know, the importance of connecting to nature. And to me, like, one of the most important things and the biggest contrast comes after you've been away from the city and you've been in a place filled with nature, maybe a Caribbean island or the national forest or something. And you come back to the city and all of a sudden you notice how stimulating it is. And you notice like the chaos and the traffic and like, all this stuff much more so than you did before. And then you feel like, oh my God, I wish I spent another week on vacation. Well, might be worth it to try and find some ways to connect to nature without having to take a vacation, without having to travel, without having to go far. Because even walking through a city park, like, helps to reduce our stress. It brings down our cortisol. It lowers our blood pressure. It can improve our mood. There's so many documented benefits of it that it doesn't make sense not to connect to nature. And I just remember during the pandemic, and I know a lot of people left New York City during the pandemic, but my wife and I stayed because we didn't have a second home. We don't have a place upstate because we always like to go different places. But what we would do every night after dinner, we'd go for a walk in Central Park. And we'd do it at night with not too many people around. And it was peaceful and calm. And even in the midst of a pandemic, you could just feel the stillness and the peace there, even though there were people suffering around the world at that time. And it really helped to get us through that struggling time. And then afterwards, I don't know, I feel like we all are in like this PTSD around the pandemic, and we haven't really processed it. And I noticed just things started heating up once things opened up, and people are busier and there's more stuff going on your phone and developing this and doing that. And just people started getting more and more and more distracted, harder and harder to connect and hold a conversation with someone. And by the end of the day, like, I'm on Zoom all day long, having meetings, talking to people. It's pretty tiring. Because in a way, we may not be moving as much, but we're doing a lot more. And I felt more tired at the end of the day than I ever had before. And I found that just going to Central Park and walking around my wife at night for a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour, how much better I felt. And then, as I mentioned before, we realized that from the pandemic that we still are feeling kind of stressed and that we needed to escape a little bit more. But, you know, you can escape the city without having to take these big trips. And you know, again, I'm going to talk about Manhattan because that's where I live. But I want you to think about where you are in your town, your city. What is there around for you to go to? You know, New York City, we have these little community gardens that you can stumble upon as you walk through different neighborhoods. Every now and then there's an empty lot and people in the community come together and they turn it into a little garden. I used to live years and years and years ago over on 90th Street between Columbus and Amsterdam. And like right in the middle of the block, there's this nice community park that goes from 90th Street to 89th Street. And they plant flowers there, vegetables in the summertime, and there are benches around, and you could just go there and sit. And it's just there in the middle of the block, and you stumble upon it, and you never would have guessed it was there had you not stumble upon it. And then I know also there's this rooftop garden near us on, I think it's 97th Street that a friend of ours told us about. You have to go take the elevator up. You know, there are botanical gardens, both in the Bronx and Brooklyn. I mean, there's probably in the other boroughs as well. And also, one of the things I personally love to do is walk by the rivers. You know, all along the Hudson River now, you can pretty much walk almost the length of Manhattan along the Hudson River. There's walks on the east side, on the East River. You know, we were taking the train up to Chappaqua a few weeks ago, and you can even see the Bronx River along the side as you're going through Westchester. And they created a whole path along the Bronx River that looks like it goes for miles. And if you live in a little more rural area, I'm sure there are lakes. If you live near the ocean, there's beaches and waterfronts. I mean, there's all kinds of places you can go depending on where you live and what it's like there. And we were just down, we took a little weekend trip down to Savannah, Georgia, first time going down there. And just walking around downtown Savannah, like every so often, there's just this block that's just like a little garden of trees. And just the moss, all the Spanish moss hanging from the trees, it's so beautiful that just walking through the city streets, you feel like you're walking in nature. So there's lots of places within the city. And one place that I think often people don't think about as a very natural place to go. It's very quiet, but people don't like going there because of the association, and those are the cemeteries. There's this giant cemetery in Brooklyn, I think it's Greenwood. There's Woodlawn in the Bronx. Don't think we have any cemeteries in Manhattan. But, you know, cemeteries are beautiful places. But because there's that association with death, we tend to avoid them. But when you're in nature, death is part of the cycle of life. And maybe if we do visit a cemetery, not that necessarily there's anyone buried there that you need to see their tombstone or anything, but just being around a cemetery and seeing all the people who are no longer with us, not just being in nature, but being in that stillness and that presence, like that can give us a different perspective and a different appreciation for life. Again, it might not be comfortable for you. And look, if you've recently lost a loved one and maybe it's a little traumatic for you to go to a cemetery, then don't, of course not. But if you're close to one and you haven't taken a walk through it, just try it. Just try it and see if how you feel walking through it. Just because there are people buried there doesn't mean it's not a peaceful place. It's probably the ultimate peaceful place. So there's lots and lots of places around the city that you can go. And you know, my wife and I, we visited many cities in the United States. And there's always a park or something not too far away. And we, you know, as I mentioned before, we just came back recently from the Grand Canyon, and that was amazing. And we're about to take a break, so I'm not going to talk about it now, but I'll talk about it in a few minutes. But especially if you live near something majestic, something, you know, some huge mountain, a deep canyon, a desert, a forest, you know, that's heaven. And that can really help to regulate our nervous system. You know, if you're the kind of person who gets anxious easily, if you don't sleep that well, if you have a lot of concerns and worries, what happens when you take some time in nature? What happens when you take the time to just be present to the nature around you? Does it change your sleep? Does it calm down your nervous system? You know, there's even this Japanese practice called Shinrin Yoku, forest bathing. I'll talk about that actually when we come back from break, because that practice, it's a mindfulness practice, but you don't have to run away from where you live to do it. You can do it even in the middle of Manhattan in New York City. And we'll talk about that after this break. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're talking this hour all about the importance of connecting to nature, especially in the middle of an urban environment. I would love to hear from you how you connect to nature where you live. So thanks for listening to me. We're halfway through. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
A day.
Welcome back. We're talking all about connecting to nature where you live, even if you live in the middle of a big city like I do in the middle of Manhattan. And so I mentioned at the end of last segment about this Japanese practice called forest bathing. In Japanese, it's Shinrin Yoku. And it was something that they actually started promoting back in the 80s, I believe. It's not an ancient practice. It's a modern practice, because in ancient times, there was lots of nature around. You didn't have to forest bathe. And they started it in Japan as sort of a public health initiative to help people who were stressed out and overworked, and how to help people to get back to mental, emotional, and physical balance, spiritual balance as well. And so this idea of forest bathing, it's not about going for a long hike in the woods. It's not about having to do something in nature. You know, we're so focused on doing, but we forget we're human beings. We're not human doings. But it's about just being present to the nature that's around you. So in Japan, I mean, they encourage people to go to a forest and just sit in the middle of the forest and be present to everything. But you can do this even in this big city, you know, especially in New York City, like in Central Park, and I love Central Park. I mean, Central Park is like my favorite place in the world because it's in the middle of one of the biggest cities in the world. And you can find spots in there where you're completely surrounded by trees and you can't see the buildings, and you would never know that you're in the middle of the city. And so in order to have this practice of forest bathing in your own life, you can go to a park. And so the first thing is to, part of the practice is about being very intentional with your desire to connect to nature. So again, it's not like a destination that I have to go and spend this amount of time and then come back. It's about going, being intentional, slowing down, and just taking some time to be present to the nature around you. And it actually doesn't matter whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall. There's always something to be present to. Of course, if it's winter, you want to bundle up, but, you know, and you dress appropriately for the time of year, but you don't have to limit it to just the spring or summer. I mean, fall is beautiful. So you go to this park, garden, botanical gardens, maybe a local zoo that has a nice nature spot. And you want to engage all of your senses. So what do you see? What colors do you see? What movement is there? You know, how is the light and the patterns? Maybe if there are any little animals you see running around, just using sight. And then what do you hear, using our sense of hearing? Do you hear birds chirping? Do you hear the leaves rustling? Do you hear other people in the distance? Maybe they're talking quietly or not. Maybe you hear a bicycle running by. But really be present to it. Notice it. Like, take a time with each of these senses. Take a little bit of time and really feel it. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? Can you smell flowers around? You know, sometimes the trees are blooming and there's this sweet smell in the air. Or maybe they just planted fertilizer around in some flower beds to help the flowers to grow. So there's a smell of fertilizer. You know, in some parks, you know, they have bridle paths and people riding horses. And so sometimes there's some horse poop around and you smell that. Or if you're in the desert, what does the desert smell like? That smell, that very, very dry smell. If you're near the ocean, are you smelling the salt in the air? If you're near the ocean, also, can you hear the waves? Like, are they quiet waves? Are they breaking against the rocks on the shore? You know, when you bring in your... If you're by the ocean, you see the sun sparkling, light sparkling off the water. I love that. And then what do you feel? Do you feel warm? Do you feel cool? Do you feel the air blowing? Can you feel the bench you're sitting on, or are you sitting on the grass? Maybe sitting on the ground and taking your hands and touching the grass and feeling the different blades of grass. And feel the earth beneath your feet. And if you really want to ground, there's this wonderful practice called earthing. Take off your shoes and socks. Just put your bare feet on the ground. When we live in cities, we do that so rarely. And maybe, just maybe, if you happen to be lucky enough and there's a fruit tree nearby or some herbs, maybe take a take a, you know, a raspberry off a bush or some herbs that you can chew and get that sense of taste involved. So, you know, it's about leaving the world behind and just engaging all of these senses so you can really be present to nature and what's around you. You know, it's not about going to the park and talking with your friends on the phone while you're there. I mean, I'm not saying you can't do that, but that's not forest bathing. Because then you're distracted. Then you can't engage all these different senses. So it's about really like go explore, maybe find a part of the park you've never been to before. Find a quiet spot where you can just sit and be with yourself. I mean, how often do we just take time to be with ourselves? And engage all these different senses, sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch, as many of these senses as you can engage. Just take a little bit of time being present to each one of the senses. And if you do that, like 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes can go by and you'll be like, wow, what happened? And so taking some time without worrying about having to be somewhere at a specific time, having to talk to this person, having to respond to these texts, having to communicate with people, just taking some time to connect to nature and be with ourselves. I remember there's this practice, you know, called Vision Quest, where basically you go out to the woods and you stay like in a cabin by yourself and they come and check on you once a day, but there's like no connection with people, no phones, no nothing. And it's really about presence. And a friend told me how he was doing it and he would just look around at nature and he sat down and he saw a spider weaving its web, you know, in this little hole of a plant. And he just sat there for an hour or more, just watching it weave its web. And when it finished weaving its web and it just went to the center and curled up and stayed still until a fly came and got stuck in the web. And just being so present and being connected and seeing just that little piece. And there's thousands. I mean, I'm sure there's probably millions, but there's at least hundreds of things like that in nature that we can find, that we can see. You know, squirrels and chipmunks and birds and insects and worms and all kinds of animals and insects and flora and fauna. How much do we pay attention to it? How much do we notice it? And what's truly amazing is when we put our focus on the nature around us, suddenly things kind of melt away. Suddenly our problems don't seem so much like problems anymore. And the stress of day-to-day life just tends to melt away. And you know what's really amazing is we can do this anytime. Anytime we make the time for ourselves. We don't have to wait until the weekends. We don't have to wait until we take a week off or 2 weeks off from work to go on vacation. You can do it during your lunch hour. You can do it in the morning when you first get up. The important thing is put it in your schedule. Put it in, make your time and say, you know, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. I'm going to go out, or Fridays at noon. Don't do it Thursdays at noon, because that's when I do my show. But like Fridays at noon, I'm not doing anything. When I take my lunch break, I'm going to go out and just sit in the park. I'm just going to watch. Then look, if you happen to like just get to a part of the park where it's not so quiet, but there are people walking around, just look at the people. Just notice what's going on around you. You know, sometimes just going and sitting in the park and watching people go by on their bikes and skateboards and these unicycles and scooters and all kinds of stuff, and people walking and jogging and running. Sometimes just sitting and being still and just watching how the world is moving around us. Just that is a form of connection that can really help us. So that's Shinrin Yoku, forest bathing. The forest is optional. And it's all a way to just be with ourselves, connect to nature, relax, be present. And maybe that doesn't seem like such a big deal to you. And maybe you can't see how that can help you. And you know what? I'm okay with you being skeptical. Just go and try it. I'm not saying you have to believe me, but just try it and see how it feels for you. Just take the time, give it as a gift to yourself. And notice if it makes a difference for you or not. And you know what? If it doesn't, I want to hear from you about that. If you're saying, Sam, I did it. I was still just as stressed afterwards as I was before. I didn't feel any different. Yeah, that's the case for you. I want to hear about it. I want to ask you some questions. I want to dig into it. Because I cannot think of a time when I connected to nature where it did not shift my state in some fashion. All right, it's time for us to take our last break of the show. It's going by pretty quick. When we come back, oh, I got to tell you about the Grand Canyon. I mean, I talked about the Grand Canyon, I think, a little bit before, but I really want to talk about my experience of connecting to that kind of nature and the difference I feel it had made in me. So maybe you can get a little bit from it. And let me know if you've been to the Grand Canyon or not. I was there, South Rim, 2 days. It was wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back in just a moment to wrap it all up.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Ready to serve up success with a splash? Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, a.k.a. the Corporate Cockroach.
I'm the Renaissance Woman, Angie Snowball.
And I'm your strategy doctor, Dr. Navtej Dasanjh, inviting you to serving up success with a splash.
Join us as we shake things up with real talk and real strategies centered around awareness, action, and accountability.
And yes, there really is a cocktail involved. Please join us and sip your way to success.
Serving up success with a splash, where wisdom meets happy hours. Cheers!
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I hope you've been enjoying this episode. Sometimes I worry about doing these episodes just myself going on for an hour if people really listen. So let me know if you listen to this episode. Do you like it? So look, I want to kind of bring this all together. We've been talking about how to connect to spirit, how to connect to nature in the middle of a city. But sometimes we do go out of the city to connect to nature. And as I mentioned, my wife and I went to the Grand Canyon recently. And, you know, all my life, I've been on this earth more than 60 years. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. I've flown over it many times. I finally went there. And if you're fortunate to live someplace close enough where you can just drive and visit the Grand Canyon, I highly recommend it. Because seeing this giant canyon in the earth that not just is so large, but so ancient. And you feel like this big next to the canyon, just tiny. And I'm looking at all the different levels. See all these different strata, all these different levels in the rock going down. And, you know, there'd been a little illustration in the visitor center that like the top level of the canyon is something like 210 million years old. And as you go down is like 220 million, 250 million, 270 million, 300 million, all the way down to the bottom of the canyon is something like over 500 million years old. And when you really take that in and you feel the energy of the canyon and its presence, 500 million years old, even 20 million years old, it's hard to conceptualize almost. And suddenly your problems don't seem so big anymore. When you think about like, what's life going to be like in 100 million years, even 1 million years, even 1,000 years, even 100 years from now, is what we're stressing about and worrying about and taking up so much of our energy, 100 years from now, is it even going to make the tiniest of difference to anyone in the world? It might be very present for us right now, but in the timeline of life, it's just the tiniest little drop. In some ways so important and in some ways so insignificant. And, you know, connecting to nature, we can be playful with it as well. I remember one time I was at this workshop on a weekend and the instructor was like, okay, everybody, I want you to spread out, go out and find the perfect tree. And we all went out and looked around and one person chose one tree. Another person chose another tree. Another person chose another tree. I chose a different tree. And it was so curious to see the contrast between the different trees and who chose what tree. And why was it, quote unquote, the perfect tree? So you can play a game like that with yourself. Go to the park. Find the perfect tree in the park, the perfect flower, the perfect blade of grass. Why is it perfect for you? You can have all kinds of fun. You can create your own little nature map of where things are and what are your favorite spots to go to. And look, if you're like me and you want to bring it home with you, you know, get some house plants. I mean, yes, you have to take care of them. You have to water them. Don't water them too much. It's the mistake most people make is they actually water their house plants too much. I love having house plants. Before I was married, my apartment was so full of them. My wife was like, what are you doing? Like, this is a forest. We need room for humans in here. And we got rid of a bunch of them and we've got others now. But connect to nature. Bring nature home with you if you can. Even its smallest little plant. Just find one that you like it so much that because you like it so much, it will encourage you to take proper care of it, help it to grow. You know, one of my favorite things to do is repotting my plants. So you got to take it out of the pot, the soil, you know, you spread things out for the soil. We do it on our terrace. And then you got a bigger pot and you put in more soil and you put it in and you put the new soil down and you get all dirty. And I actually remember talking to I forget if he was a naturopathic doctor or an integrative doctor or a functional medicine doctor, like years and years and years ago. And he told me how he used to have greenhouses and gardens in Westchester and upstate New York. And he would bring clients suffering from depression up there and they would make them work, not make them, but they'd have them work in the garden for a day or for a weekend for 2-3 days in a row. And that their depression would lift by the end of the weekend. And what he explained to me was by working with their hands in the soil, there's all kinds of probiotics and nutrients in the soil that when you work with it and you can't work with it without breathing it in. And when you breathe it in, then the body gets nourished with these things that we don't often get nourished with in our very clean, pristine environment. And that actually helps to make a healthier person, healthier physically, healthier mentally, hopefully healthier emotionally, healthier spiritually. So look, this practice of connecting to nature in the city, it's truly a practice of presence. It's being mindful of the presence that nature has, even in the most unnatural environment. And I just remember during the pandemic, when there was a lot less traffic and people weren't going anywhere, how nature came back. I remember seeing a bald eagle fly past my window, not once, but twice I saw bald eagles fly past my window. And then I learned that they'd spotted like 6 bald eagles over the reservoir in Central Park that weekend. And nowadays in the springtime, I'm starting to see storks and wrens flying across Manhattan from the park. You know, when we don't interfere, when we don't mess things up, nature just naturally thrives. There have been dolphins spotted in the East River and Hudson River and whales and New York Harbor. Nature is all around us. The cities, our cities are contained within nature. And there's nature contained within the cities. It's just a matter of being present to the nature. And if you think like this is all woo-woo and like crazy stuff, they've actually done studies and they find that when we look at something that's green and natural green, our eyes actually relax. It's actually good for the eyes. So if you've been staring at a computer screen all day long, going out and looking at a beautiful green tree is the best thing you can do, according to science. So, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope that this episode meant something to you, maybe reminded you of something you already knew, maybe gave you a different perspective or a different way of thinking about nature and how to connect to it. So please let me know. And if you're open to a little homework, my recommendation is between now and next week's episode, go out, spend some time in a park, in nature, by the ocean, by a river, by a lake, somewhere where there's nature all around you, and just sit and be present to it. Don't do anything. Don't talk on your phone. Don't respond to text messages. Turn it off or put it on mute. Just sit there and connect to the presence of nature. Thank you all for tuning in. I so appreciate all of you, my loyal listeners. And again, if you did miss any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc and on every major podcasting platform you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour on all the social media channels. Don't forget, coming up later today, there's Frank Harrison and his show, Frank About Health, at 5 p.m. and Serving Up Success with a Splash, our newest show on the network, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. Take care, everyone. We will talk to you all next week.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.